I thought you did it anyway.
Morning. Yesterday was a Chzayin Odor, and the Pasuk says in Zayis HaBrocha, Vayomer Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, and afterward it says, Moshe ben Meir ve'esrim shana b'moisoi loikasa einoi loinosleichoi. And obviously the glaring question is, why did these Meilus of Moshe, that loinosleichoi loikasa einoi, is written after the Torah says, Vayomer Shem Moshe Eved Hashem. It's a Satmar Rebbe that says a Meiridik of Pshat. The Pasuk, what? The Pasuk says by Muhammad Amalek that V'hoya kasher Yorim Moshe Yodei V'govar Yisrael V'yodei V'muna Ad Bayashomsh. Says the Targum Yoinuson V'kadev V'zokif Moshe Yodei B'tzli. When Moshe raises his hands in prayer, right? Then V'govar Yisrael said, what's Pshat? So he explains based on the Zaydid Yitavlev, Chazal say, in Yevamos Tav Samach Dalid, Mipnei Ma Hoyu Ha'Ovos Akorim, why would the Ovos suffered from all these years with infertility, they couldn't have children, L'Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel L'Tfilos Shel Tzadikim, the Eibishta Glusach, he wanted Tfil of Tzadikim, what's Pshat? And the Eibishta could have been, Terem Yikruv Ani'en Ha'Oidem Et'Abrim, L'Yeshmel, Yitzhak L'Mashal, 20 years suffered without children. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that in those 20 years, whenever Yitzchok davened, he opened up Zeh Shar Lashem Tzadikim, he opened up Shafta Mayim B'Sosli, Mayna Yeshua, the Yeshua for all subsequent people who will need Azai Yeshua. In other words, he opened up a Tziner, Derech, the famous Moshel, of a king, emperor, who's incredibly powerful, and he's going with all his Meshamshim and his Avodim, and he's thirsty, Baderech, so the Avodim say, we'll go into the nearest town and get water. Says the Melech, that's all good for me, Aber, what if another person comes on the same path, and he'll also be Mesukin, and he'll need water, and he won't have a legions of servants to go and bring him water. Therefore, Faker, Digamayin, and then everyone will benefit from it. As Alderich said, the tzaddikim suffer and they have to daven, and that opens up the tzinor for all future generations, the deridaris, that a person in a similar predicament will bring it, will have a Yeshua. And that's how the Yitavlev teaches elsewhere. Because the Gemara says in Soita Daf Yud Gimel that Moshe Rabbeyesh Amrim Moshe Rabbeinu Loimes. Right? Here it says, Vayomos Shom Moshe. And there it says in Matan Torah, Vayhi Shom Im Hashem, Malahal and Oymid Umeshamesh, Afkan Oymid Umeshamesh. What's Pshat? The Iker Avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Mispal, Arathariah Mehemda, Fitzoy Marisoy, right? And he was Moshe Nefesh in his Tfilas for Klal Yisro, right? And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that tzaddikim b'misosim is yatim b'chayo, you could achieve even more. And therefore, since the Gemara says in Brachas, ein amida elo tefila, pshat is ma'ak lahalon uymed u'mishamish, that Moshe Rabbeinu b'chayev, he would daven for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, is afkan, is uymed b'morim, is mishamish, and davens for Klal Yisrael. And that's how the Yitav left teaches the Pasuk. It says, Nekuim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'ez ha-midyonim, achar te'osev alamech. What does the word achar mean? So he ties his pshat, that Nekuim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'ez ha-midyonim, anyone who's a tzara tzoyer on Yidin, who brings riven modin neged klal Yisrael, Midyan, then Moshe Rabbeinu, it should have said, achar kach, afterwards, right? Achar te'osef alamecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu will still be able to be made as Yeshua for Kal Yisrael in their battles, in their war, even after te'osef alamecha. And that pshat, the Satmar Rebbe teaches, v'hoya kasher yorim Moshe yodei, which the Targum says refers to davening, right? V'hoya yodev emuna ad boya shomesh, which refers to Bias HaMashiach, who's called Shemesh Yinun Shemoi, right? That until Bias HaMashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu is Umid and Meshamesh B'Tfil. And therefore, Dafka after, when the Pasuk says, Vayomash HaMoshe Eved Hashem, says the Pasuk, Moshe Ben Meir Ve'es Meshonah B'Moisoi, Loikos HaEinoi, That his ashkoch on Kol Yisrael, his providence is overlooking what's happening to the Yiddish kinder. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is mashpia is still with us in every generation to mashpia Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And with that, he answers a medrash tamua. The medrash plia says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Il moli le meis Moshe b'amid bo yofer marto. Aval achshav, she meis Moshe b'amid bo, v'lei nichnus la'oretz, once he died outside of Eretz Yisrael, he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, yitlu was Haman alet. So Haman is going to be swinging from the gallows. What does one thing got to do with the other? So he says, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Golos, so Chazal say that means he's Mashkiach, and what happens to Kal Yisrael in the bitter years of all the suffering, the persecution of Yidden when they're in Golos. And therefore, V'yitlu is Haman, right? Because we know that how with Yidden Nitzel in the time of the Haman's extermination of Kal Yisrael, only in the schools that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for us. And a remez is the pasuk, La'yehudim oiso oiro. The Megalamukah says, Es ha'oir, when Bereshis, Abish created a light, we'll discuss in a minute, Es ha'oir is gimatria Moshe Rabbeinu, 613. Says the pasuk, Vayemer l'kim yihi oir. Chazal says, Ze oir shel Moshiach, Vayhi oir, Ze oir shel Moshe. Right? In fact, the famous pshat, everyone brings this, that Rabbi Yonason brings it, and the Marinayim brings it, when Haman, he mappled the girl, and it fell out for the month of Adar, because this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu messed. He didn't know that Bezayin Ba'adar, Meis Moshe Bezayin Ba'adar, Noilim. As everyone asked, the kashas should have written Faket. First he was B'Zayin Ba'adar Noilul, and therefore afterwards he was Zayin Ba'adar Mes. Is the Rebbe Yonis and everyone teaches that the Chiddush here is that even after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Vayomas Shem Moshe, once again he was born in the hearts of Klal Yisroel. With Oymir Mishamish. As the Tikkun Zayir puts it, is Pastusa de Moshe B'chol Dora V'Dora U'B'chol Nafsha V'Nafsha. There's the Aspastus of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation and in every Neshama. The Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe once said, that's Pshat, why was Moshe Ve'ish Moshe Onur Mikol Odma Pashar Apnei Adomo? Because Moshe's Neshama has to be Aspastus in every Yid, even in Apochus Kevim Shusim. As the Gemara says, in Legabe Moshe Milt Rezutusi. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Shaykhus to all of our Neshamas. In fact, by Purim even more. By Purim it says in the Chido brings that who was Mordechai? He was a nitzus of the neshama of Moshe. A raya, because Ish Yehudi is Gimatria Moshe Makil. Right? So the whole Yeshua in subsequent generations when facing Haman and Tzini Yisrael, Dafke comes in the schools of Moshe, Oymin Mishamish, as it's very Shleimish, Taitis, Vayelech Moshe, even after Moshe leaves us, he leaves Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, he's still talking to us, he's still involved with us. As the oldest form of Taitis, the famous Gemara in Saita, Fasholchem Malchus Arashoah, the Romans sent the legion. And they asked the Giskastera, the Moshe, the governor of Baal Peor, right, exactly pinpoint where is Moshe buried. So they went there to the mountain. On top, when they're on top of the mountain, they thought it appeared below. Say the Sadiq and Taich. If you're a very narrow person, a small person, a kleiner mensch, in Gashmias, where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Went to heaven. He went to Gan Eden somewhere. People on a high spiritual perspective, they know that Moshe Rabbeinu is always with us. Asher Alkin says in Svarim HaKadoshim, I'm just bringing this back to the shir, Zayin Ba'odor, which is always a Yom Skula and a day of Brocha for Klal Yisrael, I mentioned all the time in my shul, Simchas Torah, always we read Zoyis HaBrocha, the passing of Moshe. So the word says the Tefillah Tzaddik, V'Zoyis HaBrocha Asher Beirach Moshe Espinei Yisrael Is Gimatri Yevarech Hashem Yishmerecha Yor Hashem Pana V'Elecha V'Yuneka Yis Hashem Pana V'Elecha V'Yosad V'Chashol. So every year on the day of the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Odor, it's a time that Moshe Rabbeinu assumed once again his role as a Kohen, and he showered Kal Yisrael with Brochas. And therefore, as we'll soon see, Zayin Odor is always related to Parshas Tetzaveh, which is one of the reasons the Gros says in the Kodesh Magid that his name is not mentioned in the Parsha. So this coming Shabbos of Olam Latoiv is like the Siyum. Every Shabbos is the Aliyah of the Olam is all that's achieved. So the Siyum of Zayin Odor and all the Gevaldige Brochos and Yisoyrus Rachem Rabbim and Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the Shabbos. Which Bechal, the Shabbos is a very Dohib in the Shabbos. It's the Siyum of Shevavim Tat. And everyone knows that Shevavim Tat is Begimatria. Baruch Ato Hashem, Chanun Hamar B'Lesloyach. It's also the Mashkiach says, Amoyri de Gevort. The coming week is Purim Kotten. Purim Katan doesn't mean a klinchiga, small little minor, irrelevant Purim. No, the Gemara says, Le Katan, Katan Mamish, Le Gadol, Gadol Mamish, Le Ben, Asamach, Ashulchan Aviv, Katniker. So in Kal Yisrael, when there's a disparagement, whatever the word is. What? Disparity, whatever, yeah. I come from New York. English is my second language. Right? When there is the sun and the moon, Kutchabrich, 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 are not in whack, not together. So we're samuch al shulchan aviyim. That's a Purim cotton. The Eibishter Bezus Eila brings gevaldige brachos. Oy bazo, you don't got to be a genius to figure out. Hello, that if Purim in Chodesh Adar Aleph Arishin is called Purim cotton, right? So the Shabbos prior to Purim cotton is called Shabbos Zocher cotton. Says the Mashkiach, Shabbos, Parshas, Zohar, Kotten, 2074, is Gimachia La Yehudim, Hoysa, Eure, Vesimcha, Vesosn, Yikot. So it's a Gewaldige Shabbos of Eure. We just said before, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahi Eure, that refers to Moshe. Hello? Esa Eure is Gimachia Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's the end of Shoivavim, and it's the Siyam of Zion Odor, so it must be a Gewaldige Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? But before I begin to share, I just want to just explain this, what I'm talking about. The Sfas Emes has a Moiritik of Shat in quite a few places. We say, Torah Tziva, I was a kid, you know, the first thing you learned, the first pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu, Moshe, I was a little child, my friend. Moshe commanded us in Torah, Moshe, he was like, this Torah with Tziva Lanu, Moshe, is a Moshe. Sfas Emes teaches Moshe Rabbeinu, not only Torah, but Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa is a Moshe. Tequila Yankov. Moshe Rabbeinu is an inheritance of Tequila Yankov. What's Pshat? Because every Yid, Cotton, Vigodel has a Siyu and an Ezer from Moshe Rabbeinu. If from Moshe Rabbeinu, we said before, is Gimatria Wa Taryag. Why is that? So, as Emes explains in a Rebuin Mekemis, every Yid, you are you. You have Ramach Ivorim and Jasagidim, and you have your Nefesh Abamis and your whatever. And then you try to do mitzvahs, and mitzvahs milosh and safsa v'chibur, and a mitzvah somehow attaches you to getlichkeit, to something ruchnius, to edelkeit, to the hoibenkeit, to something loftier. Right? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is gimatria taryag, and Moshe is the isho elikim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, his kol muhusli. There was no nefesh abamis, no guf. Everything about him, even his physicality, even his gashmius, was an expression of taryag mitzvahs. He was completely, utterly dovuk ba'atzmusay to the atzmius of Torah. And how was Moshe Rabbeinu zuicha to azam adrega? And Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest human being who ever lived on planet Earth. Not mitzad asaras makis and kriyas yamsuf, even not mitzad matan teira. Say the svarim actuation because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael, right? Therefore, he was totally im ayin mecheni no misifrcha. By the way, im ayin, vim ayin is gimatria mecheni. So Moshe Rabbeinu totally erased his self, his ego, his own personality, his own whatever, and was totally nisbatel in Klal Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when we say, you know, you're a little child, you have short trousers, you go to cheder, and your Rebbe tells you, what is the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu's name, the only parsha from the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, Parsha Shmuis, until Ad Veloyad Bechal, until Dvorim, parshas of Mishnah Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. So your Rabbi tells you, it says in the Pirush HaRosh Al HaTorah b'shem Rabbi Don Ashkenazi, and it's brought in the son of the Baal HaTorah brings this, all this, it's Ben Mizimokar, it's Azoyer HaKadosh, that since Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'im ayin, next week's parasha, v'im ayin b'chenin b'sifruch, and the Gemara says in Makis, that killus chocham afilu al tnai, it has to happen, therefore there had to be one parasha where his name was erased. So kumt uis that there's like a punishment and a greyusa in Moshe Rabbeinu's Moshe Nefesh for Kal Yisrael, chas v'shal. It's a much deeper pshat. The Mashgiach explains, then this is at Chajarim, others form, just like the Maral, Miprag, says in the Sefer Orchodosh, that the name of the Eibishter doesn't appear in Megillas Esther. Is it correct that Megillas Esther is lower than the other Chavdalos from Faket? Right? A name is only relevant when you're addressing somebody else. When you say the name of the Eibishter doesn't appear, you're reaching a Madrega which is higher than a name. Al-Tareb says by Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. By Yom Kippur it says, Lifnei Havaye Titoru, that the Kapora of Yom Kippur comes from a Madrega which is higher than the Shem Havaye. Is al derech zeh by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, there's a madrega called Bereshis, right? Bereshis, according to Chazal, is one of the Asorah Mamors. But doesn't say Vayoyim Elikim. You know why says the Magid? Because when the time of Bereshis bor Elikim, there was no Oisius. The Chof Beis Asrin Daraisa, through which the Eibishter created the world, the letters weren't created yet. They weren't yet in existence, a vehicle to articulate, to express through letters. An Oisius is also a certain Simtzum. Asher Alkein, there's a Madrega called Bereshis. Bereshis is a Madrega where, the Rebbe Melech says in Ne'el Melech, that is a madrega where a Jew cannot sin. A pagam, a chet, doesn't reach. That's the bechina of Bereshis by Yid, by the Eibishter Kavayochel, right? We have the bechina of Bereshis. And that's higher than letters, higher than rationality, v'chul v'chul. And therefore, one of the taichin, Bereshis, the Eibishter created the world because of Torah, which is called Reishis, and Yisrael, which is called Reishis. One of the pshaltim in Chazal in Bereshis is the world was created in the schus of Moshe, who's called Reishis, as I said in Pasuk, Vayar Reishis lo Hisham Chelkas Mechoy Kiktof. The world was created through Moshe, and Moshe reached this madrega of Im Ayin, which is Gimatria Mechini. He was so bottled, betachlus to the Eibishter, right? That he reached this madrega of Bereshis. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, what's the first thing, by the way, the Eibishter created? The Shita Zoyer is actually the first of the Asorah Mamaros. First thing the Eibishter said, Yehi Oyer. What happened to that Oyer? It was Nicholas. What happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was Bevchinas Reishis, when he was created? Vateira Oysoi Ki Toivu Vatitzpeneu. It was the hidden. That's the Oyer Hagonos. And the Horai in this week's parsha, when we speak va'ato tetzave, by the way, the whole parsha, who is this tetzave person? Moshe, va'ato. The atzmius of Moshe, which is higher than his name, right? Va'ato tetzave, and the first thing, what are you going with tzave on? The yichu ilecho shemen zayizoch, and just as Chazal said that shemen is tzof al pnei kol hamashkin, it rises always to the top. That's the bechina of Reishis, the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., etc. And therefore, the hechel bracha, the commandment says shemen zayizoch causes lamor lahalois is gematria 2,476, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvein Mechus Lomvot, which is Mesiris Nefesh. Once you are person is Mesir Nefesh, Alach Nusi is Baruch, you reach this Madrega of Shem and Zayizach, which is Bereshis, which is Sof on top of everything. And that's why, by the way, now is not the time to speak about Lokas HaMenoir. That will be in Parshas Emoir. Right? But Mashkiach says, as a hadoma for the Shmoina Begodim of a Kohen Gadol. How many Begodim are there in the Shmoina Begodim? Eight. What do you know about eight? Who is Lemailuf and Akdev? in order to come, that the big day kahuna should be lekaved ul tiforas, and bizman should be deyam aleim kedushasam aleim, you need the kuyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's totally lemaylem and atev. And therefore, how many psukim are there in Parshas Tesav? I've said this like 1,000 times. 101. Why 101? Says the Rav Shitzer and Zerakodesh many for him, because the milui, the hidden part, the gonus of Moshe Rabbeinu, mem is a mem, and shin is yud nun, and a hey is an aleph, is also 101. You're reaching the, right? Which 101 is gematria, vayihi chein. So vayoyim alikim yihi oyer, what does it say? It doesn't say vayihi chein. Because the light the Abish originally created was Nignus. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parish is preparing this hidden light, it's Haka 101 Vayichain. Now I understand the last word in all of Rashi, in all of Rashi's Pirush al HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened? The pasuk says, "Shenosi liber lishper haluchos leineim." Right? V'hiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu ledaita. The Eibush agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar asher shibarta yiyasher koicha sheshibarta. The last word in Rashi al Torah is sheshibarta. What is the gematria of sheshibarta? Come on, where's our sir? Where are you? We don't need you. Sheshibarta. 1,202, which is gematria bereishis baralikim, which is the mili of kodesh hakodashim. You're tapping in, hello, to the kodesh hakodashim, which is the place of the shviras haluchas, which was hit, which is shvira luchas menachem ba'orin. Yes, hello. Which, by the way, how do I know this is connected? What's the gematria of tetzava? Sorry. Just one sec. Oh, Va'ato Tetzav is gematria. No. No, everyone's sleeping today. Va'ato Tetzav is gematria 913, which every school child knows is gematria Bereishis, which is gematria Anuch, Anuch, Yomech, Moshech, Lomani. You're reaching that Madrega of Bereishis of the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is this week's Parsha, the Er HaGonos. Okay, waste of time. The pshat is, what does this mean, so that we can understand? This is the tzaddik, the pilzer brings from his zayde, the chtusharim. Hello? What's pshat? The Gemara says in the Babakamad of Samchalav, kol ha-moyser atzmoy lomus al divrei Torah, someone is moyser nefesh to divrei Torah, ein oimrim halacha bishmoy. When you repeat halacha, you don't say it, you don't quote it in his name. Ay, kol ha-oimer dover bishim omre mi v'gu'ul ha-loylam. Normally, you have a person. And the person is the person. And you're Forta Talmud Chacham, and you're Mechadish Shidushi Torah, and you sat in your Omel. So you get credit for coming up with this new idea. But if you're Moser Nefesh for Divrei Torah, completely, utterly, and you lack any ego, any self, you're totally bottled, Ka'afra, Ka'ar, Ladara, V'leisle Migar Meklum, your commandment Kaloch Shiv, then you have no name to mention. You become totally, completely, utterly bottled. And that's the ultimate madrega, the highest accolade, is when we don't mention your name. You become a chelek through that. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a chelek from the etzem atir. He and Tayr are one and inseparable. There's, look, a person could say, I learned 23 and a half hours a day. But there's a half hour I need for farzich. So I have my personality, which is not Moshe Rabbeinu Ramachivor of Shesagidov, his whole being is one with Torah. I'll tell you, there was the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, once met Rameir Shapira. And he asked Rameir Shapira, can you do it with a chork of Rechos? We have chork of Rechsid here. Right? So Rameir Shapira, so the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, asked him, I want to know about the Tark of Rebbe. Did he know how to learn? Right? Mele that, the present Tark of Rebbe, Yisrael Tark of Rebbe. I know him. You don't have to tell me. I know he's a Ganagoyin. Over his father, of David Moshe, the Alter Tark of Rebbe, did he know how to learn? So Rebbe Meir Shapira answered, Ergevein the Torah Alein. He was Atzmi Yisatir. Alderich said, there was a famous, I'm just thing that you could do, there was a famous machlokes between the Divrei Chaim and his Mechutin Dimrinoy, the Jikover. Over our question, could you use the pritzin? A person would rent a kretschman inn, and then after a while they would put up in a public auction, and people would bid for it. The highest bidder wins. So the Rechaim said a Jew is not allowed to mishtatef in the public auction because the Imre Noyim disagree. Akitzer, the son of the Imre Noyim, Rav Meir Jikover, right? He was getting married to the daughter of the Rechaim. It was a fierce machlokes at the time, and the Imre Noyim, the Jikover, didn't go to the Chasana, father of the Chol. But he instructed his son that after Sheva Brachas, go into your Shver and ask him, where does it say in the Torah that he blessed Breyer? Breyer is not a very geschmack thing to do. But he had to fulfill the mitzvah kibudov. And he went into the Holy Divrei Chaim and he told him what his father said, Vushtei. And the Divrei Chaim said, Der Torah is Yach, I am the Torah, und in mir steht. Al derech der, the Murdit Adach. The previous Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, was in Leningrad, Petersburg. And just those 10 years that the Rogachover ran away from Dvinz, the First World War, he went with the Rav in Leningrad. And there were people who were chaperoning him, because he was not your average whatever. Right? He would not get on the United Synagogue of Leningrad. So they asked, so the Friedrich Rebbe sent a warning. You should know that if you the Rogachover is not a Rav or a Talmud Chacham like anybody else. If you're chaperoning with him, it's a sakana for the Yiddishkeit of your children, right? Because the Rogachover is Atzmi Yosatir, the same vote. If that applied to the Chaim and the Rogachover and whatever, the Charkov Rebbe, is Moshe Rabbeinu was the Etzem HaTayr, and the Etzem of Moshe Rabbeinu is Nizgala in this parasha, which, by the way, I think Pshat, after Kamen Zogin, Pasuk says by when Miriam spoke against Moshe, Madu Yereisem Ladabe Ramosha Avdi, says Rashi, his famous Chazal. So everyone asks, what's my kamashbon? Ba'avdi afal pisha'ena Moshe. Hello? Avram is called Avram Avdi, and David is David Avdi. Yankov is called Avdi Yankov. And the mitzvah of the Torah, as Hashem like a chatil, and Abiz el chomim, Avad Avdi afal pisha'ena Moshe. Ubi Yosef, the kash is fakert. What's that be Moshe afal pisha'ena Avdi? Because you have a name called Moshe, it's kama Moshe ikam shukam. No, the pshat is there is a Moshe, a Rich Madregis, whatever Moshe, the name Moshe symbolizes. That's the Moshe Afal Bishen Avdi. The higher Madregis, Ba'avdi, Afal Bishen Moshe, he loses his name and his whole Mechus, his whole Metzias is an Eved Hashem, upon which we say, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabba, is just an extension of the Rebbein Shem. And the Moshe Rabbeinu was bottled to Klal Yisrael, as the Rav Shitzer says, he was bottled to the Ebishter, Vim Ayin Mechenin. And therefore, is fakir this week's parsha to atom you the atzmius of Moshe to tzava miloshin savsa v'chibur es b'nei Yisrael will always be joined. By the way, misifracha asher kosafta. What's the gematria of asher? And what's the gematria of this week's parsha to tzava?
500
Bingo. Right. That Dafkin this week's parsha, which has 101 psukim, which is me'ayin, right? 101, chacham me'ayin timotik, the bittul of Moshe, etc., etc., etc. By the way, your father says in his sefer Matan Yosef, yeah, the remes to Moshe at the end of the parsha of yechaper all of the reseichem kodesh kadoshim hul Hashem. Rosh Tevis, Moshe, right? Shatzel to the reseichem in all generations. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chamizbeach Kapora for Kal Yisrael, and if Zayin Odor is a Gevaldiger, stop the shir. Asher Alkin, right? I want to say a vort to start the shir, but the Rakdoma, a vort about the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have time, I see. There's a medrash in this week's parsha. When the Eibush tells Moshe, "Va'ata hakre v'lechas ar nechichus man of itay b'tech man Yisrael chanili." Says the Medrash, Zesh Hado Dixiv, Zesh Amarakosuv, Lule Sayroscha Shashuai Azavadati Bon. That Moshe, when the Abrahams told Moshe that Aaron should be the Koy and his family, right? Moshe Herel Moshe. Moshe felt terrible, right? So the Abrahams said, Torah Shalihoisa, Torah belonged to me, Vinasati Loch. Pilip Lois. When Aaron, when the Eberset chose Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, so the Eberset told us about Aaron, who's older than you, v'rocha v'samach b'lib. Moshe Rabbeinu was up to, the Gemara says, toiv ayin zeh Moshe. Moshe, the owner of Mikol Adam, he was a tzar ayin, heirul and Moshe, because Aaron becomes a, he had to have everything for zich. What does it mean? And moreover, what's the answer, right? That Torah shall lihoiso, v'nezati aloch, asher alkein what? Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't. So there are those who answer a Moiridic answer, which I don't like, but it's a, right? I have a problem with it. L'chur, they answer, I don't understand it, right? How did Aaron become Kohen Gadol? Aaron was the medium through which he built the, created the eagle. Navas, there's two possible answers, they say. Why did Aaron create an eagle? Because he knew that Yidden sinned already by Machshov. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Avodah is the one Avera. And if the Eibishter would have wiped out Klal Yisrael for the Machshava of Avodah Zorah, hello, when they didn't yet do B'maisa, we're Moirid to Gechil Hashem. So Aaron created the Avera Lishma, shouldn't be a Gechil Hashem in front of the Goyim, and therefore he created the Egel, let him worship B'maisa, people shouldn't say against the Eibish. Alternatively, you could say, how did Aaron do it? Because Moshe said, the Eibishter said, Anuichi Hashem Alikecha V'li, in the singular, not for them. So say this, the difference is, according to the first reason, Aaron is off the hook, because he didn't have Eruv Lishma, but Klal Yisrael, Taka, they had a Machshava L'chatchil, and they worshipped the Poel. According to the second answer, there was no Avera, because the mitzvah was only given, Anuichi V'li'ilcha, only to what? Rashi brings this, Chazal bring it, right? Was only given to Moshe. Hello? So L'chatchilu, when the Ebrusha told Moshe, that Hakrev Elechas Aaron Achicha, Moshe thought that what's the why Aaron after his aveir it must be because it was an aveir lishmo, but Oyba say Chal Yisrael is gonna chap the aveir. So Heiru LeMoshe. Therefore, the Eber said, "No Torah shall chahoisa. I only gave the Torah b'loshen yochet to you, and therefore Chal Yisrael are not culpable, and therefore they're off the hook, and therefore." Right? Aaron could be Kohen Gadol. You like that answer? What? I don't like it. I don't understand it. I mean, Hashem, you're ready. Number one, right? So why be in Pokti of Akadati and Moshe Rabbeinu says, on the Chota Amazah, Chota Gadol. Number one. Number two, the Satmar Rebbe says, I'm married to the present Satmar Rebbe. Right? The end of the Torah is, La'ene Kol Yisrael Shvir Saluchas. Bereishis Bar, what's the connection? Because Moshe had a taina litzi visa v'loi lohem, but he brings from Sforim, that depends on something else. It says previously vayichon sham. I'm going very fast now. Vayichon sham Yisrael loshin yochid. Why? Either because Klal Yisrael is ki ishechad b'leiv echad, or vayichon sham Yisrael. Chazal say refers to Yisrael sova Yankov Avinu was present at Arsi. If it's the first pshat. So what do you mean? Anuich Hashem lekecha b'loshin yochid litzi v'isa. The Eberster speaks to Klal Yisrael ki ishechad b'leiv echad b'loshin yochid. Yes. Oy bazoy. When Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the Torah, shviras haluchas. Yeah. Why did the Eberster break the luchas? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? Because obviously Klal Yisrael sinned. Chazal say muter shiadunu kipnuya and not like an eishes ish. Oy bazoy. Moshe Rabbeinu be'emes didn't told litzi v'isa v'loy lehem. Right? Otherwise, why would he break the luchas for? That's the smichus, the bereishis. What's the first letter in the Torah? Beis, not just tamma beis, but beis rapsi. And every school child knows Zagrat the Kala, the Beis Oscar brings it, beis rapsi is gimatria, lulav esrek hadas arova. What do we know about lulav esrek hadas arova? Yima'achedem all types of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael be'etzim is ki'ishachod, be'levachod. Is a cry therefore the Abraham said, anuch Hashem lekecha b'loshin? Yochid. Is a Chaya Klal Yisrael is not off the hook with Moshe Rabbeinu's time of Litzi Visav Lelehem. Right? It's Hadrikushi Loduchta. What's going on here? It was an Aveir. Moreover, number three, the Satmar Rebbe says elsewhere, Shabbos, everyone knows, is brought in Priyas Chayim from Chayim Tal. Shabbos stands for B'yoim Titin Schori. Why is that for Shabbos? You get rewarded B'yoim Titin Schori. Now, Pshat is Azoy. Right? We know that I've said this 1,000 times here. Famous Rebbe Peshel. The Eibush is mechuyev to keep his own Torah. Yishalmi Nosham. Hello? There's a mitzvah in the Torah, b'yoymei titin schore, there's a loisei in the Torah, leisolim pulisachar. Someone works for you, you gotta pay him immediately. So how could the Abrahim say, hayoyim la'soyzom, as the Gemara says in Erevin, u'machol l'kabal schor, p'schar mitzvah amalek. The Abrahim is mechuyif to pay you in the day for what you did. Hello? Oh! So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Kufiyud, is passing in Rambam, in Perek Aleph Hilchos, passing in Chushim Mishpat, that if you hire a worker through a shliach, through an agency, through a third party, you're not mechuyif to pay him right away, for whatever reason. Oy b'zei, who gave us Torah? Torah tziva lanu Moshe. So therefore the Eibishter is not over baltolin by not paying us immediately. And that's how the Sforim, the Chavz Yoyer, the Chidon is for him, Pshat and Pos and Gehelis, Toivim Hashnayim, the two Dibras, Anoich Le'ilcha, Mino Echer, we heard directly from the Eibishter, because for Anoichi, for Emuna, that's what the Chazal say in the Medrash, Shem Shem Rabbah, Ein Yisrael Nizoyinim, Ela B'schus Amuna. That Yidin have Brochus and Shefa and Bonachayim Zoyinah is in the Schus of what? Amuna. I saw a Meritig of Vort in the Sefer, just, I have Rokka. In Pirkei Avos, we say in Perek Vov, Kachi Darka Shel Teira, Pas B'melech Teichu, Mayim Mishur, Tishtev, Al Oretz Tishon, V'chai Yitzar Tich, yeah? Right? Right? Uba Teira Ata Omel, V'ma Ta'oizu Kein Hashrecha, V'toiv Lach Hashrecha Ba'il Mazeh, V'toiv Lach Ba'ilam Habo. The Chastir Reish Yosefa. First you're telling me the guy's sleeping on the floor, he's Pas B'melech Teichu. How does he say it? Right? And then you say, Toiv Lach, I understand Toiv Lach Habo. What do you mean Toiv Lach Mazeh? So one of the Peshatim is Gevaldik. Kachi Darko Shel Torah. Torah is Gematria 611. For all the other 611 mitzvahs, is Paspa Melech Toichol, Sev Chayitzartich. Aber Iba Bat Torah Ata Omol 613, including Anich Le'il Amuna. Then Ashrecha Ba'il Mazen Torah Kambo. Meridi. Yeah? That's how the Chidot, that Chidot says, that's the reason why all the Neshamas, Hasidus Lovi, and the Neshamas of Gerim, all had to be at Har Sinai, right? Because the Eibishter wanted that they should hear Bipi Agvura, Anoichi V'Yilcha, so at least they should be able to get Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma for Amun and for Anoichi V'Yilcha. Now, yeah, the Satmar Rebbe says, that Chidot and Dvash Lefi says, why next week's parish in Kisiso? Right after the Chet HaEgel is the mitzvah of Shabbos. What's the smicha Shabbos? Hello? You're not going to be a genius to work it out because the Gemara says in Shabbos that I feel that Shmir Shabbos is mechaper even on Avodah Zarah. Right? Yeah? Kol Shomer Shabbos Michal Eloi, Chazal say, I feel even Avodah Zarah, Kedor Yishol Enosh is mocholoi. Yeah? Once you say Shmir Shabbos is your key to mechaper for even for Avodah Zarah, so I don't need Moshe's Pischan Peh is a masla of what? No, of Litzivis of Elohim, right? On the Tzatmer Rebbe Taitz, that's Meridik in the Zmir. Therefore, Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah b'yoymei titin tzchorei, because then you could say that Eibishter gave Anoich Amunah, the mitzvah Amunah, to all of Kal Yisrael. Or that you heard of Epi Agvura, and the Eibush has to pay you back in this world. And that's how he teaches, in the Zmir of Shabbos, called Mekadesh Shvi, Karoyloi, called Shemir Shabbos Kados, Michaloi, and the Gemara in Shabbos says, Michaloi is what? Mocholoi. Therefore, Zchari Harbe Me'oid, Alpipoloi. You get rewarded for all the Amunah, there are all the Tarek mitzvahs. Then I saw Shuvar Isi in the Megodim, in Migdolis Merkachim, from the Tzelem Rav Amiri Digavort. He says, it's in the fortune bring, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Davening, the Eibishter tells Moshe, Va'ata Hanicha, next word?
Li.
What do you Hanicha Li? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Tainit Li Tzivisa, is only to me, said the Eibishter Arab, that Taina forget about. Why? Says the Tzelem Rav, because the Eibishter wanted Klal Yisrael to get brachas in this world through the schus of what? Amunah. All right? So forget about Lee. I'll find you other ways to mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. And the Talmud said, that's the Gemara Brachas to Lamed Beis. The Knesset Yisrael said to the Rebbeinu Shel. Right? Rebbeinu Shel, Hoyol vein shichol et nechisich v'adecha. You don't forget. So maybe you're not going to forget Chet HaEgel. Said the Eibush to Gam Eila Tishkachtel. Said Knesset Yisrael to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel, Hoyol v'yesh, maybe you'll forget my say מי מצר סיני, ונויכי, נויכי שם נקח, לא ישכחך. But in the world, there's one thing you got to do. Maybe, why can't he, if he forgets one, he can't forget the other, what's... Because if you're going to forget the Maizu Egel, and you're going to time that the Eberster was Matzava, the Mitzvah Muna, Beloshin, Yochid, then you're going to forget the Schar Mitzvah by Alma that Emunah engenders. Said the Eberster, no, I'm going to forget, I'll give you another reason, a kapara for Chet Egel. I'm going to remember Maizu Sinai, but I'll forget, Ela Tishkachna is Maizu Egel. Hello? So we're back to square one. I don't understand this medrash. You know? So I'll tell you a pshat that I found in the Shailos and Truvis, Binyan Tzi, and Chelik Dalit, in Spetiger, a murder digavort. You have to help copy here. We're going fast. But so I come to the conclusion here that for the mitzvah of Emunah, the Schar Mitzvah of Almuk. Yeah, we've discussed this 1,000 times. Which, by the way, is Pshat, this forum say, Re'ei anoichi, noitin lefnecham yeh, bracha, glob, etta, bracha, shatishmu, blah. Said the Baltoon, Re'ei anoichi, Re'ei anoichi, and Aseret HaDibris. What's Pshat? Because once you have the anoichi, which Mitzvah of Emunah, Aseret HaDibris, from this you have etta, bracha, all the brachas. Which, by the way, is Pshat, in Pirkei, how do you start when you say Pirkei Avos in the summer? How do you start? Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lev Chelek, where? What about Chelik Olam Hazza? Wow, I'm born in Chayim Azoyna. So you know how we answer it? Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. Torah came through Moshe, and therefore the Eber should give you the Chelik Olam Haba, that to give you down here. Scham Yisrael Amalech. Aber for Emunu, we just said, the Olam Hazza, right? Yeah? Okay. Now, Pshat says the Binyan, the Rebbe Zion Khan, Moshe Dikavort. We have to halk up. Oy bazoy, that's chat when the Abishah told Moshe to Makar of Aaron as Kohen Gadol, Heiru L'Moshe. Why Heiru L'Moshe? Because Moshe made a cheshbon that maybe I sinned neged Ritzoyin Hashem in smashing the Luchas. Aaron here is being elevated to be a Kohen Gadol, right? Yeah. Why did Moshe smash the Luchas? Either to be, there should be Nidon Kipnuya and not like an Eishas Ish, the Medrash. Or the Gemara says in Shabbos and Yevamos that what? Madach by Pesach, which is one of 613 mitzvah. The Torah says, right? The whole Torah here, certainly you don't worry here. So Moshe had no prayer, he smashed the luchos, whatever the cheshbon was, right? You with me? But if you say that Yidden didn't sin in the Chet HaEgel, most of you will say, Litzi Visav Leilohem. Hello? So Moshe smashed the luchos in vain. But I have another problem. You all remember the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Kofalei Am Harki Gigas, and the Eberster warned Klal Yisrael, Ibn Kadlos Terim Mutav Yim Lav Shem Tek Virasu. The Gemara then says, Omer of Achar Brayankim Mikan Moidor Rabbi Laisa. From this, ye didn't have an excuse that what? We were coerced in it. Until Hadakibu Meachashvish. That's what all it is. So the Chur in Eretz Yisrael, also once again, Eretz Yisrael was given Al Tanai Tayag Mitzvahs. But at this moment in time, by the Luchas HaRishonis, there was a Maidor Rabbe L'Raisa operative. You were an Onus. So why in the world did Moshe Rabbeinu have to smash the Luchas? Klal Yisrael today. You know, I have to break the Luchas to mevatel the Geder of Eishdish. You can't be Mekadesh Ruben Balkorchi. You can't have a matan Torah Balkorch and Kavli Harkigis. Hello? This is not my kasha. All the Rishonim. The Rashba asked this kasha. The Ramban asked this kasha. Says the Sefer Rotzuf Mehava, the Marashal Gazi, a murder dikavort. Because we all know the Gemara says in Babasad of Mzayan Amad Beis, Tliu Vizov, if I force you into a business deal to sell, right? I force you, I coerce you. Aber agav unsa v'zuza, right? Because of the you were coerced and you're getting paid, is gomer mekab. Zvin is the sale is done. And my rik, I'm not going to the whole. Ay bazoi tells the shaila. The Eibush attacker forced us into terror. But what's why is it a meidor rabba? Right? I can spend hours talking about meidor rabba. It's a gevaldige tainus meidor. L'chur, there's a despicable thing. You're getting reward for it. There's an oinus, and there's zuzah. Schar mitzvah. So therefore the deal starts with the deal. Say the Rishonim, numerous rayas to it. When do you say the agav unzah v'zuzah? you're gomer and you makabel the deal if you get the money immediately. Aber the Gemara says that's char mitzvah by Amaleka, then you don't say because there's the reward will be passed hands, right? So oy bazoi, by all of the Torah, there's what? Because you were forced into it. Aber that only applies to Torah, Tzivah, and Amosha, the 611 mitzvahs that the Abish doesn't have to give us immediate reward. As the Gemara says in Malchus, for this the Eibishter has to pay us here and now. So for this there's no kindness oinus. So they're culpable. Are you following? Right. And therefore, when Moshe heard va'at tahakir v'leches arnechicha, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did he lose out the guna? Because he sinned in what? In smashing the luchas. So he was overrasen Hashem and dasim fadrasen. Said the Eibush, you know, Torah sheli ha'is, I gave you Torah to give the Kol Yisrael Torah, right? Aber the anoichi v'yilcha was what? We heard directly, not through you. Aber zoid, you can't say tainus my do, because that we heard, they were culpable for Amuna, for Anoichin Liyilcha. And they sinned, and therefore you did nothing wrong in smashing the Luchas. And that's what saved Moshe. What is the lesson? I got to learn what the Hiruan Avodah Zarah is. This is the Shir, really. The Pasuk says, until him, Kol Mitzvoy Secha Amuna. Right? I'll give you an example. Tfilu. And this fits into so many things. But Tfilah is an expression of emunah. Tztaka is any mitzvah emesi. You give tztaka, right? It's your money. You know what the word for money in Lashon HaKodesh is? Mamuin. Scramble the letters, and the word is mimenu. Something magil mimenu. Come from the Hebrew, right? A person davens the shailas and the drashas manam shik asked the shaila. There's an isser in the Torah loisin nasu. You're not allowed to test the Hebrew. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah al menas the Hebrew. How do you daven? All of davening is what? You're asking the Abishur for something. So every time you daven, you're like, you're over. And one of the reasons, because maybe you won't be answered, is the chalaya that what? The whole etzem of davening is a chefzah for amunah. Right? And in amunah, the schar mitzvah by alma. Therefore, if a yid has amunah in betochen, there's nothing you can't do through tefillah. In other words, the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu we started off with was the atzmis. He was this atzim in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was gimachia taryag. There was no chatzitza between him and Torah. We're not on that madrega, but there's a shtikl Moshe Rabbeinu in all of us. And the vort here is, whatever mitzvah you do, you have to reach out to the nekuda of amunah and betochen in that mitzvah. This answers so many questions like Abit Fila, I have no time to elaborate. But the ikr is that a person has to internalize Torah b'pnimius, that it becomes part of who he is. That's the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as I always say, Tzadikim said, on emunah kemen eshadurche in the shvel. Without emunah in life, you don't cross the threshold. Mit emunah kemen shpalt in the yam. And that's the koyach of emunah and bitochen to achieve all that we need, begash mis ubruchnis. I don't know if I'm going to